The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. on this Friday, and of course, you know, we have the Power Mall for a reason. It's open right now, 877-817-9829. And you can talk to Jay. She's standing by to take your call. We appreciate you shopping there because that's what keeps us on the air. Now, obviously, your health is extremely important. That's one of the things that we've always emphasized on the show ever since the year 2000 when Joyce Riley, who was a surgical scrub nurse, came on this show and took over. And she was totally into finding health products and things that were important, that were natural, that weren't synthetic. And this is one of the reasons why we have people like Dr. Lynn Lafferty joining us. She is a doctor of pharmacy, a diplomate from the American Clinical Board of Nutrition. She is a naturopathic doctor, a master herbalist, and a chef as well. Just what I need, a little lion's mane, a little more lion's mane. As an endowed professor at Nova Southeastern University, Dr. Lafferty loves to teach and is committed to finding the safest, most effective means to promote health and wellness. And here's an interesting take on people. We talked about this before in the first hour, and that is the role of an integrative nutritional health investigator. How you can become a health investigator. Now, we talked about this before about similar types of programs, but now you've got you piqued my curiosity, Dr. Lynn. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you today? Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. You have a great show.
Yep, doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. Becoming a health investigator. Now, this is a 10-session course. I mean, it is a course. Could you explain first off how you came to, you know, hey, this is, sounds like something that people need. How did you come to develop something like this?
Well, the first thing is my grandmother had a 150-acre farm in upstate New York when I was growing up, and she was born in 1900. And my doctor, when I was little, actually graduated from medical school at University of Vienna. He had Sigmund Freud as a professor, and he graduated in 1897.
Wow.
And he was an amazing doctor. And probably from both of them, I really learned how to heal the body. He used a lot of herbal remedies, and we would get shots of desiccated adrenal when we were sick. And we would actually, as kids, I remember asking, I don't feel good. Can I go get a shot from Dr. Trinka? And so I have a big background because my grandmother never took a drug in her life. How they let me in as an endowed professor and teaching medical and pharmacy students is because there was a very old pharmacist who's still with us. He's the chancellor. And he said, I want people to learn. I brought you here. I want these doctors and pharmacists to learn the older drugs because I have a PDR from 1978 that I show my students. And in that, about half of the things were actually natural. Hmm. For instance, in there, I think 8 or 10 pharmaceutical companies actually made digestive enzymes, and they should have, because if you look in the medical literature, starting in 1930s even, you'll find that as we age, just as we, you know, our hormones decrease, we know that we go through andropause or menopause, that our digestive enzymes decrease. That's why we can't have those two hot dogs at a ballpark when we're 65 than when we did when we're 18. But so it just only makes sense, right, to supplement with digestive enzymes. Or for cholesterol lowering, which, by the way, cholesterol we didn't look at until it was 270, we use bile salts. And I still use that in my clinic. I have a clinic at the university today, and it still works. There was a product called Rutin, which came from buckwheat, And rutin is one of the bioflavonoids, and it was studied actually at Harvard, and it showed prevented heart attacks. And if you had a heart attack and you took it, it was much better, you know, all these different things. So that's really what I've been doing. I put in 6 courses in functional nutrition for the medical students and the people getting master's in nutrition, and also in the pharmacy school. And when really, I think when COVID came, I had this idea, but when COVID came, one of my patients called and she was so scared. She's about 82. And I said, I don't think there's that much to be afraid of. And I went through the literature, found, you know, probably 50 studies that talked about how zinc blocked which I already had known that zinc blocked the mucous membranes from bringing in the virus, blocked the virus from getting into the cell, and then also it stopped the replication when if it did get in the cell. That's why a lot of people lost their taste during COVID, because the body is programmed a certain way. It really has its own consciousness, and it's really programmed to save itself. So, you know, it says to itself, you know what? I don't need you to taste your food right now. I need all my zinc to go to the virus and stop the replication. So also, probably 50 studies on vitamin D that showed anybody who had any infection, whether it's bacterial, fungal, or viral, was low, that died in the hospital, was low in vitamin D. There was a great study, big study that was done out of Canada, where they had given hospital employees, one group from one hospital got vitamin D for the flu, and the other got the flu vaccine. And of course, we all know who won. It was the vitamin D. And I remember my grandmother telling me back, we were on her farm and we were walking near her creek, and there were all these elderberry trees, and saying how there was a outbreak of a disease. And she was talking about the Spanish flu, and that how our family never got it, and that she treated 20 people and no one died from it. And my other great-grandmother, who had just come from Italy to Buffalo, she actually died from that flu. And here my other grandmother could have saved her life, and she was 50 miles away out in the country. So looking at all that information, I was trained in a way when I went to school. We got huge, the books are, you know, 1,600-page books on medical physiology. Medical students don't take medical physiology. Why would a doctor need to know how the body works? I mean, really, you know, they 2 years of biochemistry. Why would you need to know the chemistry of the body? They don't teach that in medical school.
Oh, no.
Now, this year, they actually took out anatomy, believe it or not.
Come on.
They're not even looking at the bodies. Why would they need to know the difference between a ligament and muscle tissue? It's insane, but this is what's going on. So I said, you know what? Mothers will get this, because if my grandmother can heal all those people with, I think she had a 9th grade education, but remember 9th grade back then, I've seen some of the work they had to do in the 9th grade back then. It's probably bigger than what master's in college is today. But if she can do this and save lives, which she saved many in her community of 200 and something, I certainly can get this and teach what I know, because herbal medicine really fits in well with the physiology and the biochemistry of our body. Of what we know. So that's what the course does. And I got one of the best doctors in America. She's in the book, 100 Best Doctors in America, who is an internal medicine physician. So she and I, early February, we went and scoured all the literature, and we put it's an hour and a half long webinar for people on my website, drlynnlafferty.com. And a lot of people like that. So I decided, you know, I want to teach people, because there were a lot of things in your kitchen that killed COVID. And I want to teach people how, one, how they can make herbal remedies and things at home, and what, why things work the way they do. Because sometimes, you know, the structures of herbal things, they look like the piece of the body. That's the old naturopathic way. So if you see something that's kind of slimy, and you'll know it's going to heal your stomach, for instance, because that's mucus in the stomach and in the GI tract. So trying to teach the new and the old, and people really seem to get this. And I always had a gift to teach people complicated things in an easy way to understand. So
that's how that all came about. Well, I mean, yeah. We like the long-winded explanation, because people need to get it in their system. See, in the Spanish flu, from the research I've done on this, because you said you lost a grandmother, that her chances of survival might have been better if she would have gone outside, because they were now discovering that if, look, you need to go outside, you need to lay out in the sun, you need to get vitamin D, you need to get exposed to this and stay in the sun as much as you can tolerate it, because that seemed to help overcome the flu virus. Because that's exactly people, the grandmother, I would have to ask, the one that died, did she stay shut in and out of the sun a lot? Is that contributing?
That I have no idea, because she died in 1920. But I will say, I'm getting chills as you say that. And both of my grandmothers, when I would get sick, now my other grandmother was from Tennessee, but both, and she grew up a farmer too, and her father was a farmer. both of them, if you were sick at their house, they would put a sheet outside and make you go lay down in the sun. So they see this is the wisdom that they knew. And they're better doctors than anybody I know.
Well, I mean, but the thing is that you, here you are, Nova Southeastern University, and you're not getting any pushback because of any of this, right?
Well, I've gotten hit in the face by a professor telling me, don't tell people you know things they don't know. And it was at a conference, and everybody was very upset about it. And I, especially the woman behind me and my students were, and the man that was speaking actually is one of my best friends. He became my boss. And they were all really upset about it. And I called my lawyer, and he said, I know you. We can press charges. We can do a lot of things. He said, write a letter to the university. It's against the policies. And right before I put the letter in the mail, the man called me. I'd always gotten along with them. And he was actually mad at my mentor who had pushed him. But anyway, long story short, my lawyer said, I know you like to make lemonade out of lemons. So I said, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to be teaching your students from now on every year. And he goes, okay. So a lot of those students have learned the truth from me. So it all worked out. I had another one. It was really funny because he and I were very good friends. And when I was at the medical school, he was the dean over the faculty. And he called me and he goes, well, you're at it again. And I said, what? Because yesterday I told people that Lipitor caused diabetes. I said, it's a big black box warning in the package insert. He said, yeah, two of the scientific professors had called him and said, I'm spreading lies. Oh. And I said, really? I said, that's in the Annals of Internal Medicine, May edition, 2002. Thank God at my age, I take a lot of fish oils and things and phosphatidylserine. So I have to have my brain working. And I said, it's in that. I said, you know, maybe you shouldn't worry about me. Maybe you should worry about the science department, who hasn't read a medical journal, obviously, in the past 20 years. And he said, well, maybe we should just stop your wellness program. I said, why? And he said, well, you said I made you cry last week, because he was telling me I was an N of one. And I said, I did cry. I said, you know why? And he said, why? I said, you're the chief of OBGYN. You're a Christian and you're against abortion. I know why God put you there. I said, why I cried is you don't know why God put me here. Well, let me tell you, God's put me here, and I'll be leaving when God says it's time to go, not anyone else.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a big problem now because of Big Pharma and its influence in America right now. And every time you turn on the TV and go to a commercial break, there's Big Pharma. Every time, ask your doctor. You know, it's like you just because you put on a white coat, all of a sudden that makes you an authority. But from what you're telling me, I mean, them taking anatomy out of the – I mean, I took anatomy in college. I went to med school for a time. And so, you know, I'm plugged in with everything you're saying. And I'm just like, what? They take anatomy out and physiology? None of this makes any sense. I mean, other than the fact that they're lowering the bar. I mean, this is like letting somebody who
took a private lowering the bar.
You get a private pilot's license, and all of a sudden now you're qualified to fly a 737. I mean, come on. People are going to get killed because of the ignorance that's coming out of these medical schools now, and it looks like it's all by design. What's your take on that?
It's all by design. And believe me, the students are as upset. I have a website for doctors and pharmacists where they can get continuing education credit, nurses and everyone, you know, can get continuing education credit. And that because medical students have come to me and said, Dr. Lafferty, I just spent like 25 years of my life and $500,000 or $1 million on my education, and I don't know anything.
Yeah.
And I went to I used to teach the psychiatry residents. And I went to them one day. I was doing an exercise on mindfulness, like you're thinking. And I went around the room and I said, what do you feel like when you walk in the door here of this psychiatric institute? And she said, I am scared to death. I'm going to kill somebody with those drugs. And every single one of them said the same thing. Then I was on an interview committee. We were interviewing for the chief of psychiatry, and I was blown away because they were all women psychiatrists that happened to be interviewing, but they all said the same thing. I don't want to give drugs. I want to do therapy. And again, I can show people nutritionally, and you'll learn this in the course, how basically, like, let's take ADHD. They give amphetamine drugs. Well, and the thing that is always a kicker in the package insert is they'll say, we have no idea how this works. Really? You go to the medical literature, you look up what hits the attention center in the prefrontal cortex, amygdala, and it'll say norepinephrine and dopamine. Then when you go to the amphetamine to look at it, guess what? Amphetamine looks just like those two compounds, except there's like one hydrogen or one oxygen different between them. And so basically it says that the amphetamine will raise the amount of dopamine and norepinephrine you have in your body. That's how it works. But guess what? When you want to make that nutritionally, you have to start with protein and a lot of different B vitamins in particular, but also there's copper in that and zinc and manganese and magnesium. There's a lot of different things. But if you look, mostly it's your B vitamins and protein. So most of the kids that I work with for ADHD, when they come in my office, they're eating nothing but carbs. They had, you know, cereal without milk for breakfast, macaroni with no meat for lunch. They're out eating candy and cookies before they come in my office. And, you know, when you give people the right nutrition, you make your own things.
Yeah, they're bouncing off of walls by the time they get to you. The bigger thing is that now America has such a propensity to be overweight. And now we have more cases of diabetes type 2 than ever. And my understanding is from talking to several medical professionals that this condition is reversible.
Yes. And we never had, I have to tell again, I graduated in 1982. So I have to tell my students, I had two patients with type 2 diabetes when I got out of school, and they were in their 70s. No one had type 2 diabetes as kids. Now, like a million kids have it, you know? And if you look how it raised, most of it, I believe, from high fructose corn syrup and from trans fat.
And that's how that works. I mean, but there's a naturopathic way to reverse the trend, right?
Absolutely. it goes back to really because your cell membrane. So let's go back to the conversation with the dean that shows Lipitor causes diabetes. Now that black box warning is gone, by the way. They've hidden somehow they let the FDA's let them hit high.
Wow. All right. So we have a little technical difficulty going on here. We're going to get Lynn back in just a second. Dr. Lynn, LynnLaffert.com. She has a free class video for you to watch if you can access our email blast. And it's called Improve Your Immune System from Your Kitchen. And then she has another one, Why Integrative Medicine and Herbal Therapies. And it's an integrative medicine video that you can watch at drlynnlafferty.com. So this is a 10-second course. It's held, or 10-session course, rather, and it's held once a week, and we're offering a discount code for Power Hour listeners. It gives you a basic understanding of how to best take care of yourself and your family. Now, we can't stress enough about the Power Mall and the fact that we provide you with wholesome, natural supplements. And if you knew how your body system worked and the foods and herbs that positively affect it, and you knew this and you became a health investigator, you'd be way ahead of your neighborhood. You would have valuable information and tools that you could use to help people get better. Because the last thing you need is a community that's all sick. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why we had Dr. Lynn on the show is because she has this 10-session course. So now, because of the fact that we've had some a few issues with Skype, I don't know if it's atmosphere conditions or what it is, Dr. Lynn again joins us on the phone. Dr. Lynn, we've been talking about your 10-session course. And basically, you know, how do people, first off, what do you teach? Can you break down the 10-session course and what people will learn if they decide to take it?
Yes. The first session is on food is medicine, and it breaks down why, you know, going to what we were talking about with the diabetes. Every cell, for instance, has fat around it. It's called a phospholipid, and that's where your insulin receptor is, because you do need sugar inside the mitochondria inside the cell. So one of the components is cholesterol and fat, omega-3, 6, and 9. Now, if we're taking our cholesterol away and getting it to these absurdly low levels, guess what? You're not going to have the cholesterol to make your cell membrane. So if you have a trans fat instead of a good fat, the trans fat is shaped differently than what we go back to organic chemistry, a cis fat. So now the cell membrane is not working, excuse me, and it doesn't allow that sugar and insulin to get in the cell. Hence, it stays in your blood. Now you have high blood sugar. So it teaches you what fats to eat, what carbohydrates to eat, and also looking at the science of what, more importantly, to take out of your body. There's studies that show that trans fat causes probably 100,000 extra deaths from heart disease and things like that. That happened to be in the New England Journal of Medicine as a study back in, I believe, 2005. So this isn't anything that hasn't been in medical journals forever. So this, again, just that's the first part. The second class is on your stomach and looking at, there's so many wonderful remedies for your stomach. And as a matter of fact, my friend who is had a huge clinic at University of Miami, she said, I send you all my GI cases. I can prescribe Nexium and order a colonoscope. I don't need the GI department. That's all they know how to do. You have all these other remedies for the stomach that work. So she used to send me all of her GI cases. So we learn that, and then we go to the next part of the GI, and we also learn about probiotics. We actually have you learn how to read your poop, because your stool tells a story about what's going on in your digestive tract And for instance, most people who are constipated will be told they don't drink enough water. And while that might be somewhat true, the bigger idea is that you're not making enough bile out of your gallbladder. So one of the things you'll also learn is to learn how to disseminate if that's the problem. For instance, is your stool light colored? Does it float? Do you get pain or watery stool if you eat high fat? Then, or have you lost your gallbladder? Because that went back in 1982, if you lost your gallbladder, the doctor wrote you a prescription for bile salts. Bile's very slippery, so that helps you. That really is the thing that relieves constipation. And a lot of herbs like beets and dandelions and other herbs that are bitter, those will stimulate bile production and also the release of bile as well, and help you with constipation, as well as other things. The bitter receptors are all throughout the GI tract, not just in your tongue. And those things are also help with weight loss, hunger, satiation, other things as well inside the body. So we learn all about that, and then we also learn about different diets because they're very confusing. And you also will learn about natural things that cause weight loss. And I also went through with the course this time. I hadn't done it before, looking at, you know, the big weight loss drugs and how they work and what some of the problems are and how some of the herbal remedies work very similarly. And actually, green tea extract probably has the greatest weight loss of anything I've seen as far as, you know, getting help from something to lose weight. We also look at your liver and how we can do detoxification and different foods and herbal remedies that will do that. How to have an environmentally friendly house. You'll save a lot of money on cleaners. And why that is really important, because anytime we're using a chemical, we're taking up that space for in the liver. Because again, like I said, the body wants to heal itself. So if you keep assaulting it with chemicals, it has to use the nutrients you've given it to break down those chemicals, then use those chemicals that are needed by the liver, let's say, to make good hormones or something like that. So those are the types of things we go through.
Okay, now the course specifically, you hold it once a week. Is this a live stream kind of thing, or is this something that people dial into and... Yeah. Is there Q&A? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah. Every week, there's a live course. It's at 7:30. Right now, it's at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And at the end, you can ask questions. This Sunday, I took a break from the course, but they will be doing something on Sunday talking about medical conditions that might be a problem that they see, so they can learn how to think through those and become an investigator.
Okay, we'll be right back with more of Dr. Lynn Lafferty after these messages. Stay with us.
Producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Yes, friends.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
We are all important in the eyes of the Father.
Power to the people.
Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Power to the people.
And we're here with our last segment of the show with Dr. Lynn Lafferty, who has a 10-session course. And by the way, for those of you who are interested in taking it, Power Hour listeners can use the code POWER, P-O-W-E-R, in all caps, and the number 10 to get a discount on the course. Dr. Lafferty, welcome back to the show. What is the cost of the course? I'm sure people want to know.
It's $125, so it'd be $112.
With the discount.
You know what? Can we change that to Power 25, so it's just $100, and I don't have to do the math. But just Power 25, and give me an hour to tell the web master.
All right, Power 25.
Change it to 25%.
Yeah, Power 25. It is. All right,
yeah,
Power 25.
Such a great program and a great audience. I want to change it. Yeah.
Well, I already have talked to people already. Yeah, I've already talked to people who want to take your class. So, just in this short period of time. I'm curious though, because see, there's a lot of people right now that are the two biggest issues that I hear a lot about are like diabetes and people who wear these glucose monitors. I don't have any faith in them.
You know, it's really funny you said that, because I had this scientist, an Iranian scientist, call me. They have a company in Canada. They had wanted me to help them, and I wanted to help them, but they wouldn't show me their research, and I couldn't go forward without seeing some legitimacy. But they have something that's just a plate that would do that, and they said that these monitors weren't really accurate to what. So they were testing theirs not against the monitor. They were testing theirs against getting your blood sugar done at a laboratory.
Wow.
So I think you might be right about that. I don't know. I'm not saying that's true. But
yeah, I get it. And most of the time, everything that I've seen with these glucose monitors is they're all over the map. Yet these doctors who are all big pro, big pharma people are all about that. And that's what they like to prescribe. And I frankly, when those things don't seem to work, then they want to put you on metformin, or they want to put you on these new drugs that I don't know. There's a couple of them there. If you read the inside label and the inside medical information on them, and you do the studies on them, I mean, half these things are causing all sorts of serious health issues. And but see, this is big pharma. This is what they're educating people to be, which is why, you know, I understand the pushback that you've been getting from people, because they're all endorsing big pharma and you're doing just the opposite. So I'm glad.
You know, can I say something? They're only endorsing big pharma because that's what they're programmed for. A lot of them will, especially, I want to say, more women than men, because I think because of our having a menstrual cycle, if you have cramps, and I say, you know what, black currant seed oil will take care of those, they don't care if there's a placebo double-blind study. They don't care what anybody else says. They just want to help themselves, right, or hot flashes or whatever. They're good with it. But anyway, a lot of the doctors, when they learn about it, it's taken me time. I've been there 12 years, but as a matter of fact, the wife of the professor that told me I was at it again, she sent me all sorts of patients with skin conditions. And I get people, they've gone to Harvard, to Mayo Clinic, all over the world, and they say, well, we can't help you, because they don't know. And they're not taught to think. So you went to medical school, you took all those courses, they were hard. But you learned all the real basic of everything of what's going on. So you had this picture. And then our last year in school, we were just like medical students. We went to Medical College of Georgia. And I remember we saw the first pancreatic cancer case. And the attending doctor said, okay, all the students, go to the medical library. And he actually had to go and get the journal, because we didn't have a computer back then. Go get the journal and tell us what's the latest and the greatest about in pancreatic cancer treatment. Maybe there's something that somebody learned a year ago. We have no idea what it is. But first of all, they eliminated journal club out of medical school. And what really was painful, because we do have some clubs now, like I see the Integrated Medical Club. I'm the advisor for that. It's getting bigger and bigger. So more medical students and pharmacy students are more interested in those realms. So these were three of those types of clubs put together that I talked at. So there was about 100 students. I said, how many of you, when you heard COVID, went to the medical library and tried to find something that might help you with that virus? And it was just appalling. Not one hand went up, because they are trained, listen to what Dr. Fauci tells you. Listen to what Harvard says. My first lesson, we go to the Harvard website. This will be taken down soon, so take a picture of it. I have one, because somehow, I don't know if it's AI or whatever, learns about what you say, and then the studies disappear and everything. But if you go to the Harvard website, it'll say, under rheumatoid arthritis, we have no idea what causes it. Really? We go to PubMed, and I put in gut bacteria and rheumatoid arthritis. 350 studies. First one, the pathoetiology, which means the cause of rheumatoid arthritis, is commensal bacteria. So, and you can go on and on with the autoimmune diseases, and you can put in just about any virus or bacteria, and there it is. They want you to believe that one day, my first rheumatoid case, she had gotten it diagnosed when she was two. So they want you to believe when she was 2 years old, her body said, you know what? I don't like my joint. I think I'll just attack myself. I mean, does that make any sense? And why wasn't it attacking itself, you know, 100 years ago? And my boss at I'm in the pharmacy school now, but when I was in the medical school, was one of the smartest doctors. She's older than me and from Canada. And she told me when I first got out, she's the head of integrative medicine now, but she's a pathologist. And she said, we used to get to do punch biopsies on those rheumatoid nodules because there's all sorts of bacteria rolling around there and crystals. So one of the things that we do is we have phosphorus drops. It helps, it'll melt those crystals of the calcium because calcium goes into solution with phosphorus. And then we rotate. I heard you say oregano oil, one of my very favorite ones. We rotate the natural antibiotics because when you send these to a lab, the stool sample, now they didn't used to be able to see these bacteria very well because they were anaerobic. But now with PCR technology, they can see the DNA left behind by the bacteria. And it seems like Yersinia enterococca is responsible for more of the thyroiditis. And there's UC Davis for 10 years. We've been talking about one they discovered for MS and all of that. So when they look at the sensitivity of the radio antibiotics, maybe one or two will work on these bacteria. But when they look at the natural antibiotics like oregano, thyme, wormwood, garlic, all these other ones, guess what? They kill all those bad bacteria.
Wow. Okay. We've got callers, Dr. Lynn, that have questions. Go to Dustin.
Okay,
Dustin,
good.
Dustin in Michigan. You're on. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, doctor. I was wondering if you could tell me why this worked for me. Give you a brief history. My first 38 years, I had allergies to pretty much everything. And later on, we tracked it back to a tetracycline round when I was like 3 years old, basically put me on that track is what they kind of figured out later on. But what did it for me, and this literally worked overnight to get rid of the allergies and the eczema and psoriasis and all that kind of stuff that was going. I did a what was called a colon and liver cleanse. And I read it from a book from Dr. Hulda Clark's book. And this this procedure where I did this, you fast for one day, and then the next night you take these two drinks, and then you wake up in the morning and take the second drink. And, I got a bunch of, according to her book, they're called like bile stones or liver stones or whatever. But what was astounding to me when I got up from the toilet that morning, I looked down, and for the first time that I could remember, my gut didn't hurt. It's like my liver doesn't hurt anymore, and I didn't even know it was hurting before that. But that really set me on a path for every couple years since then I've done this, and all of these allergies seem to have went away. Now, the recipe for the drinks I did is they're well known, but it's like grapefruit juice, black walnut hull tincture, and Epsom salts, and is it quinine, I think, is the other one you put in there for the parasite cleanse, along with the drink. And then the second drink, you have a bunch of cod liver oil in there. So why would this procedure let loose a whole bunch of green rocks in the morning and get rid of my allergies? And I'll go off and listen to you.
Thanks for your call, Dustin.
Well, that has multiple answers because, first of all, herbs work in a multiple of ways. Plants have more genes than we do, and that's why a long time ago, over 100 years ago, they wanted medicine to be basically like a factory and use one drug, one thing, whatever. But anyhow, long story short, yes, you had toxins in your body. And whenever you have toxins in your body, the immune system looks at that and says, incoming invader, it doesn't belong in my body. So it will stimulate histamine out of the mast cells to try to get rid of that out of your body. But if it's constant, if it's under constant assault and it doesn't relieve itself, it will do that. Also, when you're under stress, the adrenal gland and plays a big role in both the immune system and also in allergies. But the biggest thing that you can do, and we teach this in the class, is, and nobody ever really talks about this, and is the pH in your GI tract. So your stomach should be a pH of 2, and your gut should be a pH of 5.5 to 6. That's the optimal pH for us, for the good bacteria to grow. That's why probiotic foods and probiotics are important, because that lactobacillus makes lactic acid to keep the right pH in your GI tract. I have another product that helps with that too.
Okay.
I had my students once look at all the bad bacteria that were implicated in the literature for these autoimmune diseases, and all of them grew in a pH of 7 and above. So these herbs also help to make the right pH. And you also, they stimulated flushing of your gallbladder to get those stones out. So now your liver could flush out the toxins. And also your bile salts also will break down things that cause allergies as well. Sorry.
Wow. Amazing. See, there's all sorts of solutions here. And, of course, these are available in the 10-session course. Carolyn in Washington, you're on the phone with Dr. Lynn Lafferty. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you very much. Two questions. Do you have any kind of accommodation for us people in the Pacific Northwest time zone? You're pretty late for me, your lessons. And do you have anything, is there going to be anything covered on those people that got the jab?
Number one, I'm at 7:30 in the East, so that would be 4:30 p.m. your time. But let me say, the course is recorded, and it's yours forever. And plus with the course, you're going to get recaps of everything. Like if I say a grocery list, you know, buy these sweeteners, let's say, that's going to be in a written form that you can print off and take to the grocery store. I also have a booklet on how to make the herbal remedies along with some videos. And also I have a booklet on every vitamin and what foods are high in those vitamins. And I have a refrigerator list if you want to get more vitamin D and things like that. So you can watch it at your leisure. And as far as questions, and even I won't answer you directly because you're not, if you're not my patient, but I will answer you kind of an indirect way. If you go to my website and hit the contact me, I read those all myself. So I will get back to you. But we're also have a time, you would have a time after I'm done with the lecture to ask questions if you want about the jab, or this Sunday, for instance, if you will send me your email address and you want to ask about that, I'll be happy to answer it on Sunday. We're going to do, it'll be Sunday afternoon, your time, Sunday evening, my time. So we'll be able to do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
I appreciate
you're
that, Carolyn.
Welcome.
Thanks for your call. Eric in Kansas, you're on with Dr. Lynn Lafferty. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just wondering if you'd come across the James Henry Salisbury's cure for Crohn's, and I think he said it also for rheumatoid arthritis, which is eating, he invented Salisbury steak, where they take the gristle out and it's beef and fat. And did you come across his book from the 1800s?
No, I don't.
I was wondering where that Salisbury steak come from. But anyway, my dad had Crohn's, and I was trying to use Holger Clark's method for that. But anyways, I guess it's a high-fat beef diet without the gristle and the no carbs and fibers, what was curing Crohn's and rheumatoid arthritis. If I got, I mean, I got the book, but like a lot of books, I haven't read them all yet.
But was that back, did they have those diseases in the 1800s? I mean, I never saw a rheumatoid arthritis or Crohn's patient under, like, 60 or 70 back.
Well, I don't know if they called it Crohn's, but it was, I don't know if they actually used the word Crohn's in the 1800s, but it was the same kind of ailment.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how that worked.
It's a reprint. It's a reprint book, is what I got. All right.
I'll try to look into that. Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it, Eric. Thanks for your call. All right, so as far as the balance of the 10-session course, now we all understand now you can take this course at your leisure. This is recorded, and there's a Q&A opportunity afterwards, so you want to take notes during the course. Is there printed material that comes with this besides, you know, while the course is going on? Or is this something, Dr. Lynn, that you basically take notes while you're going through the video? I'm also taking it that you can watch these videos over and over if you miss something.
Right. That, and then I do have a recap, so the important points that's in the course. And then also, I have booklets in the course for you to download. Like I said, all the vitamins and all the foods that are high in vitamin D or B1 or whatever. So I have that booklet I put together, and then how to make some of the herbal remedies with a few recipes in there, plus some videos that I don't show. I have a YouTube channel, and I do have some videos how to make ginger, for instance, is a COX-1 and 2 inhibitor, how to make a natural ginger ale or just ginger juice that you can keep in your refrigerator to make tea, or if you want to just drink it out of the refrigerator as a shot or however you'd like to take it. It's very simple to do. So there's so many things like that are within the course itself, too.
Right. Now, the thing is, too, is that folks, you have to understand that it took you a bit to get these conditions in your system the way they occur. Right. And I know a lot of us are on GERD medicines like omeprazole and whatnot. And you teach about these things, too, as far as stomach ailments and how to stop taking Prilosec and making Pfizer rich and getting your stomach back in order, because we do understand the gut-brain barrier and how the gut-brain biome and all that. We understand the principles of how it works. Do you get into the meat of that in this course?
Yes, and those, I even wrote a medical journal article that got published about how horrible those drugs are. They're causing so many problems. If you look in the package insert, you're supposed to use them 4 to 8 weeks. But because doctors don't know about digestive enzymes and things like they used to, they don't have anything else to give people. So they get frustrated. You know, doctor suicide is highest ever. They aren't given anything other than stuff that doesn't work. And how do you think they feel when these people constantly come in and say, well, my stomach still hurts, I'm on this omeprazole. Then they go, okay, we'll give you propranazole instead. You know, that's all they have. So definitely, that's probably my number one thing that doctors actually send to me at the university is how to get off from those. And I talk about how to get off from those in the course. And I also talk about, you know, if you've been on them a long time, anybody listen, you need to get off slowly and you need to start taking digestive enzymes. And I teach you how to figure out which is the right digestive enzyme for you, like what's the problem in your body.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and see, Dr. Lynn, and your website is drlynlafferty.com, and that's where you go to sign up for the course, right?
Correct.
All right. So there you have it, folks. You use the code POWER and the number 25 to get the discount. And it's a 10-session course. It's held once a week. But, I mean, if these are recorded courses, you can take these at your leisure and you can take them. I mean, if you can stand to take two in a row, you could take two in a row.
Correct. And you have them and you have all the written materials. And I am going to be coming out with a book soon about my grandmother's recipes for a good life. So they'll learn about that, too. I'm finishing that up this month. So
I'm looking forward
to having that out.
Well, I appreciate that. And thank you so much for being on the show. Folks, we're out of time for today. Dr. Lynn Lafferty, thank you for joining us once again. DrLynnLafferty.com, Power25, the code to get the discount. Become a health investigator. I think it's more fun because we get to grow our own herbs, too, because we don't know how long a lot of this stuff is going to be in the market. And that we have to have a natural way to get around all these things that Big Pharma has programmed in our system. So in the meantime, just, you know, have a great, blessed weekend. Stay safe. Do something nice for others. We'll see you on Monday. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
And the lover of my soul, Queen to God, He's Yahweh. Queen I am, He's Yahweh. The Lord of all, He's Yahweh. Cause of Sharon, He's Yahweh. Righteous Son, He's Yahweh. The three in one, He's Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.